Welcome to Steamboat Mickey Podcast, episode 22, Trip Planning 2019. Let's go. All right, welcome back to Steamboat Mickey Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Al.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Cameron.
And today we're going to announce our next trip. We're going to give you all the behind-the-scenes details of how we picked our dates, the resorts, whether to get a meal plan, how to deal with fast passes, and more. So if you're about to plan a trip, or if you've just started planning a trip, this, or if you've never planned a trip, this is a great episode to listen to, because we're going to go behind the scenes, like I said, on how we got to these dates and all the trials and tribulations
that
came with that. Yeah. So, but before we do that, We actually do have some viewer or some listeners.
Yep.
That probably have subscribed to us for a long time, and we have been away for a while. So we haven't had an episode in almost 4 months.
Ooh.
I think, which is kind of embarrassing. Yeah. It's not because we didn't want to. So there were just some circumstances. I started a new job. So that was a 5 month process.
Yeah.
So actually the last time we were at Disney World, I wasn't even working at that point. I was looking for a new job. And Alan, our son, has been involved in robotics.
Which takes up 47 a lot of time.
87, 86. Fear, Nicolay Fear. It's taken up a lot of time. So that was 4 or 5 nights a week. Not an excuse. It's just a reason. So.
But we're back, baby.
But we're back. And we never really went away. We're still on Instagram. We're still on Twitter.
Yeah.
I know I run the Twitter account. I haven't been as involved. Unfortunately, I don't have as much free time as I used to. I'm not saying that I had a lot of free time at my last job, but I'm just saying that I could do a little bit more Twitter in between work stuff there than I can now. Part of that is my new job doesn't have Wi-Fi, so...
They don't?
Well, because I'm in a temporary building. Anyway, off the rails already. How long did that take? 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
I'm
what
rambling.
We do, though, right?
Yeah. So we're going to keep going with this. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So to kind of reintroduce ourselves, we're going to give a quick Disney hot take. So I'm going to start with Cameron. Cameron, first of all, say hi.
Hi.
How old are you, buddy?
I am 13 years old.
What grade are you in?
8th.
What's your favorite park?
Hollywood Studios.
And give us your Disney hot take.
I believe that the Banners of MASH at Rose and Crown is better than the pizza of Indianapolis.
Ooh, so that's more of a family hot take. But I'm glad you didn't tell me that beforehand, because we would have been fighting. And this would have been a difficult podcast.
It would have taken a whole different tone.
Yeah, yeah. You would have had a pork chop over your eye.
No.
I'm just kidding.
We don't eat pork chops.
Yeah, we don't eat pork chops. I'm just kidding. It'd be a bag of peas. Organic frozen peas.
We don't eat
peas.
Those either.
Organic frozen peas. I don't know. Peas and carrots. Anyway. So that's your hot take. So what do you guys think about that?
I don't agree with it. I don't even get the Bangers and MASH.
I don't eat either of them. So, I'm out.
You're out? All right. I just think it's disrespectful. No, it's my two favorite meals, so it's not that crazy. But, okay, that's a good one.
Thanks.
That's a good one. And why do you say that? Is there something specific? I mean, just you like it better?
I just like to taste better.
What's your favorite part of the Bangers and MASH? The Bangers or the MASH?
The gravy.
Yeah. Yes. The gravy and the sausage. The MASH is not really that important.
It's good.
But it is a really good MASH.
Yeah.
Alan, you should get it. Anyway, okay. You don't have to.
Wait, what did you get one week? Sorry, honey.
Ribs.
Yeah, you got the braised. Okay. They had like a short rib or a braised rib or something.
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good but it was sauce. Really good, right?
Yeah.
Did the duck have any?
No.
Oh, our little buddy.
All right, so hot takes. Alan, you're up next. Well, first of all, what's your favorite restaurant?
Via Napoli.
How old are you?
15.
What grade are you in?
9th.
What's your hot take?
I don't think Maelstrom should have closed. I think they should have updated it.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, World Showcase, it was never about Disney characters that much. Like, there was a Tres Caballeros ride, but, like, that was way in the back. But now they got... They opened up Frozen, and now they're opening up Ratatouille, maybe Jungle Book, maybe Mary Poppins.
So you don't like that they're Disneyfying the World Showcase?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Do you think... Because that's probably the least popular part of all of Disney World.
Yeah.
The World Showcase?
Yeah, which is which I think is why they're trying to make it more appealing.
Because...
Less popular than Liberty Square?
It's the best square.
Hey, go ahead.
Because Maelstrom was more about Norway culture.
Yeah.
And then Frozen, it's like, it did take place in a place like Norway.
Well, but it's Annandale.
Yeah.
It's not,
that's no why I said like Norway. Right.
No, I get it.
But they didn't really, they didn't try making that theme like Norway in the ride. They made it more Frozen themed.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah.
But you still get a feel of the culture. Yeah. They just trick you into learning.
It's like Tres Caballeros. Like, they put like Donald Duck.
Moana's in a real place, right? Coco's in a real place.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the... It's the only movie I can think... Well, I guess Beauty and the Beast is in a fake place. But I'm sure there's lots of them. But Aladdin is a fake place, right? Little Mermaid. Yeah.
Moana's is in a fake place.
Right, that's what I said.
Is that what you just said? Yeah. Because they actually take a lot of time to go to these cultures and learn them. And yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how... I mean, where would a Moana ride fit in at Disney World?
I don't know. Because it's Polynesian. It'd have to be at the Polynesian.
Right, but it's Hawaii, right? Is it Hawaii?
They'll rides in the resorts. No.
Oh, no, I guess it's a... No,
it's its own island.
Okay, so it's not a real place.
Polynesia.
Well, that's an area... Place.
Oh.
But anyway.
Whatever.
I'm talking about, is there a place on the map that you can point to and say that's where Moana is from? That she was the princess of this island?
Oh, yeah. No.
No, so it's a fake place.
It could be in Fantasyland.
Fantasyland? Oh, sure.
You can put anything in there. Take that circus part out and put it in there.
Oh, I don't think they would do that.
No.
Okay. So I'm next.
Okay.
We'll jump to me. Okay. I am not in school. I'm not giving you my age.
Why?
Well, I am 47. I am 47.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You have to question your age.
That's what happens when you get older.
I have to do the math. I have to think about what year it is. Anyway. So my
What's
hot
your
take
favorite
is,
park?
My favorite park is... Ooh, it's a tough one.
It's a good park.
And will you speak in your announcer voice the entire podcast?
I wish I could. If I could do it, I would. If this didn't get annoying, I'd do it all night.
You can, though.
I can try. But you know what? I love that first moment walking into Magic Kingdom. But my favorite park is Epcot.
Yeah.
It is. The festivals. I love the festivals, the food, the drinks.
Yeah.
The World Showcase. I mean, I don't know how it's my favorite park because... If you're asking me, besides the World Showcase, which isn't really an attraction, it's not a ride, it's not... We've been to every single store. We've tried all the food, all the restaurants. Why isn't my... I don't know. I just like being there. But, you know, I love Soarin'.
Yeah.
B2. That's a tip. Sit in B2.
Yeah.
Section B. Always ask for Section B. If they try to put you in C or A, just say, can I wait for B? They'll let you wait. And then the middle row. Mm-hmm. We do the middle row of B. That's our favorite spot. And if you just ask, you can get it. But anyway, yeah. I like Soarin', but it's not like something I'm dying to do again. I mean, like, I can't wait to go on Rock and Roller Coaster again. I can't wait to go on Flights of Passage again. I can't wait to go into PhilharMagic again.
Yeah.
So I can't really explain to you why I love Epcot so much. It's just a state of mind.
It's because they have alcohol.
Well, that's all the parks.
Not Magic Kingdom.
Well, at certain points.
Oh, well, in the...
Yeah.
Our guest.
So I guess my Disney hot take, I've got a lot of them. I'll go with this one. Well, one I was going to say is I don't really care about Star Wars, but I'll leave that one alone. I will say my hot take is that the admission prices should double.
Double? That is ridiculous, and we would not go anymore.
We would go.
Yeah, right.
Half the time.
The tickets are like the most expensive part of our trip as it is.
We would go. We would.
Crowds would be lower.
Crowds would be way lower.
You're paying a couple hundred dollars.
That's my hot take. Okay. Hey, that's my hot take.
It's definitely a hot take.
Yeah. Or what they could do is maybe not raise the one-day ticket, but day over day it could be more expensive if you want to stay for 10 days, and the annual pass should be more expensive.
It's almost $1,000.
Yeah, it should be two.
But you can go to Disney 300 times.
Not us.
If you have the annual pass, I mean...
You can. Not us. You can.
Well...
You would have every right to
ridiculous.
Go.
Ridiculous.
A ton of money.
I know. But I don't know why you're so annoyed realistic. By what I'm saying. It's my hot take.
Right. That's what I think. That's what it's supposed to do, right?
And you know what? If half as many people went and paid twice as much, the profit margin would be higher.
I think if they doubled the prices, then less than half of the people would be going.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, then my plan would work for me. Wouldn't work for Disney, but it would be great.
Many people would not be able to afford to go.
Even if they doubled the price and half the people still went, that's less people that are buying stuff inside the parks.
So here's a good compromise. I wish there was a month every year where admission was twice as much as it always is.
Okay.
And then we would go that month.
Oh, and then you would have the option of whether you want to.
And then everybody else can go whenever they want.
I am down with that.
They can go everybody next can go month.
If you want to go in July, have at it.
Yeah, it would have March. That would
they can drop the ticket prices in half in July. I couldn't care less. All right, Lisa, you're up next.
All right, my hot take. All right,
so your favorite dessert at Disney World is?
Creme brulee, but...
Everywhere?
Honestly, this is kind of a hot take. I like it at Tony's Town Square because they have a pistachio creme brulee.
Do you even remember what it tastes like?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's been several years since we've been to Tony's, but their creme brulee was memorable.
Yeah.
I don't remember the inside of Tony's. I don't even know what the inside looks like.
Yeah, you were
let alone
little.
The food.
I mean, one time we went there, it was literally your 7th birthday.
Wow.
The day we were hanging out with John Stewart and his daughter who had a birthday the same day.
That's right. And there was like Maddie. Litter all over the table and stuff. Like, yeah. But you know what else I would say that's more realistic to buy is the pineapple upside down with the Dole Whip on.
Ooh.
That was good.
get the Dole Whip. All right. If you know who that is, then that's why you get us. Thanks for listening. Smash that subscribe button, baby.
I'm sick of it.
I say that all the time. Sean's not listening, but I use that at work almost every day when I'm leaving because I leave a little bit early, like 3 minutes early or whatever, and I'll just say goodnight to everyone. They're like, you're taking off? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm out of here. All right, so what is your hot take? Did you give us your hot take?
No. I could go on an entire trip and not go on Test Track.
Whoa.
I like the designing part.
Yeah, that's important.
So I guess I could just go back and make a car and then just...
I mean, it's cool, but it's like having a convertible.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, if it's that cool...
Right, and the best part of the ride is 2 seconds.
I like it.
I went on it 8 times.
I know.
I waited 0 minutes one time.
I would be upset if I didn't go on it the whole time.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it. I just don't care.
Are there any more hot takes we want to throw out there?
Carousel Progress.
Like the one I said earlier?
That was the one I couldn't agree on.
I wouldn't care if I never went into the Enchanted Tiki Room again.
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, like I wouldn't care
What's
if they closed it.
What's the treehouse thing in Magic
Kingdom? Oh, the Swiss Family Robinson. It's too much work.
But see, that's something
See, you need a
Dole
Whip by the time you get out of there.
Nobody protects that place. Like, I've never heard anyone go to bat for the treehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever hear anyone talk about it, period.
Yeah, never.
It costs money for them to keep it up, though. It's a walkthrough attraction. It's not using electricity.
True, yes, that's true.
You don't have to pay any bills for it.
I mean, it's great picture spots, you know. But
Cameron, you got any hot takes?
Hot takes!
How about Galaxy's Edge? How are you feeling about that?
I wouldn't really care if we went there on the next trip, and then we just almost never went there.
You just want to see it to see it.
Yes.
So what's going to be cool, and this is this, it's almost embarrassing to talk about Galaxy's Edge the way I'm about to talk about it, but I just like that you can walk out of Toy Story Land into something like that. It's not
it
a
just
one
happens
way,
to be pretty cool.
It's not a one way street. I am really excited to see Galaxy's Edge.
I am too.
I want to be immersed in it.
We are not a Star Wars family, if you haven't guessed.
I'm not going to be there for the theme.
You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. I wish I liked action movies like that. I wish I was into Marvel. I wish I was into, like,
but you know
all
what?
This Endgame stuff is going on while Star Wars episode
I know.
9.
It's
going to
be like a 3-hour long movie.
And I know. And I wish I was so pumped up about it. Like, I really wish I was. But here's what happens when I go to action movies. And this has been since I was a teenager. When I go to action movies, I fall asleep in the movie theater. Like, the loud noise puts me to sleep. It's the weirdest thing.
When I see action movies, I like the action part. I just think it's a too long of a build-up to it.
Oh, you like the climax?
Yeah, but the build-up is really boring.
Hey, you haven't seen that Spider-Man cartoon yet, have you?
No.
What's it called? Does anyone know?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. But when we watch these movies, I like them. Like the Avengers movies that we watched,
yeah.
I really
liked
them.
I liked
Black
Avengers.
Panther. That was a good
Black
movie.
Black Panther, yeah. I liked. Deadpool, I loved that.
So they had a big Disney announcement yesterday with all the bigwigs.
Yeah.
You didn't hear see this on Twitter?
I worked with Marvel yesterday.
I know, but. You find a way to,
sometimes,
to
yeah.
track these things. But they were saying that after, I don't know what's coming up. Maybe it's Endgame and this other thing or whatever. But that expect a lot more Deadpool.
Really?
Coming up.
You've soon. Never even
I'm
seen it.
I'm not surprised.
Heather.
We watched it.
Oh.
Come on. I've
seen the first movie
it.
Twice.
We should watch the second one.
Mm-hmm.
They made a PG-13 version of it.
Oh,
you saw that.
Why is it R?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Well, good thing you guys are old enough now. Mature enough. What's your thought on Marvel?
I don't really... I think action movies bore me.
You don't even watch television.
Is Guardians of the Galaxy?
Exactly.
What's that?
Action. See, I like...
I know it's action. It's Marvel.
Marvel, yes. Yeah. They're in Infinity War.
Okay.
So, I liked...
Because, you know, when that opens at Epcot, that'll be another good reason why I can say it's my favorite. But
I like,
and I've only seen the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've seen half of the
you
second
You liked
one.
What?
I like Guardians of the Galaxy because there's a ton of action.
You know, what's interesting is last year when we started this podcast, we hadn't seen a lot of the animated movies. And so we started watching them every Monday.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about a lot of the action movies and how we haven't seen them. And we should probably start watching one.
Yeah.
Every single Avengers is on Netflix, I'm pretty sure.
I think we should watch a couple Star Wars because then we'll appreciate that land more.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's based off of one of the prequels, I think, right?
So
it's not based off of the original.
So the first three movies are 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
And then it goes 1, 2, 3, and then 7, 8, 9.
But it's not based off of the original.
And then there's Solo, and there's Galaxy's Edge. Was there a Lando Calrissian movie, or was he just in Solo?
That was Solo.
That was Solo, yeah. That one bombed.
I want to see that movie, actually. That's one I would watch right
now. I heard Solo didn't do that well. Also, Rogue One, I heard it did well, but... It didn't get that good of a reception.
You know, I don't
everyone.
Think a lot of people understand what the concept of Rogue One is. And it's basically like if you were from another planet and you were watching movies about Earth and like the only movies were about World War II. It's like that's not the only thing that's happened on Earth.
Yeah, right.
And even during World War II, there were love stories happening and comedies.
Yeah,
and people were going about their normal lives. So
true.
It's like... Star Wars is this huge galaxy, and to think that this war going on was the only thing happening is pretty ridiculous. Anyway, any more hot takes? Anybody want to piss off any of our listeners?
Well,
of pissing off our listeners.
Well, this isn't really related to Avengers and Marvel, but
go for it.
It is an action movie. I don't really like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I fell asleep during that movie.
I liked it.
I mean, it's good, and...
I actually thought the action was the most boring part, because it's just a bunch of swords.
Well, it was a lot, more, gory than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and the first three movies all kind of have a plot running through them. And then the fourth one's kind of weird because, like, Orlando Bloom and Laura...
Beats
Nightinger, me. Whatever. Like, they weren't in it.
Yeah.
And so the plot line kind of just missed the beat because they were basically just making a movie for money. And then I heard it got better again. So we haven't seen all of them, but...
Yeah.
Again, they're action movies.
I know. I just wish they could have made more of a storyline with it instead of.
I wish they were funnier. Now. Like now, the new superhero movies are funny.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of started with Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool.
Yeah.
And like it would have been cool to see some of that. Like there were a few times where I'd chuckle in the Pirates movies, but I don't know. It's not like funny, and I'd rather laugh than be scared. I don't know.
I heard Deadpool is more of a comedy.
Yeah, it was You haven't funny. Seen it?
No.
Oh, Alan, you would like it. Well,
we should watch both of them.
You know what you need to watch, too, is... What's the one we went and saw?
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a pretty long build-up, though.
Good one.
Okay, so here we are! The big announcement. So, our trip... So, we had... Did you cancel our other trip today?
Not yet.
Okay. So, we originally booked our trip from October 18th through the...
27th.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had booked which hotel?
Caribbean Beach. So let's just say first that it was quite the journey because last November we were able to book the boardwalk for the whole time
January.
We were
going
to be there. Was it January?
Yep.
And then we decided not to do it because it wouldn't have been
Yeah, because I wasn't working.
Right.
And I was, you know, I had a... Severance, we had money.
Right.
A lot of money for us, but it wouldn't have been responsible.
Correct.
Because I hadn't found that next job yet.
So then by the time we were able to book it, the only thing that was available was the Polynesian. But then our travel agent said, oh, well, we could do half your stay at the Boardwalk. And we were just freaking out. We thought we were going to do a split stay with the Boardwalk and the Polynesian.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
And then she disappeared for a couple hours and fell through. And then by the time we decided, okay, fine, we'll just do the Polynesian the whole time. Which is going to sound ridiculous to people because people love the Polynesian.
Right.
And I get it. It seems awesome. I've never been there. I love the Boardwalk for the proximity to Hollywood Studios and the Boardwalk itself in the back of Epcot. What do you guys... have anything to add to this? Boardwalk?
That's your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, Boardwalk's my favorite.
Yeah, Boardwalk was my favorite.
So we thought we could get 5 nights, whatever it was, at the Boardwalk, and then 5 nights at the Polynesian.
Yeah.
And we were going to do that, and our travel agent kind of...
Yeah, she didn't respond for a few hours, and then she's like, oh, it's gone.
It's gone. She's like, oh,
it's like,
great.
Oh, thanks.
So she's like, but you can still get the poly for the whole time, and I hold grudges.
So you were annoyed.
And I'm like, no, I'm not working with this person. Like, she ruined my perfect trip.
So we put it off for a few days, and then we're like, okay, well, maybe we'll do it now, and then there was
nothing
left.
At the Polynesian, which we should have known, but they made it sound like there were so many available reservations.
I know. And then the next day, they announced that Galaxy's Edge is opening. So then I was like, holy crap, I have to go on the website right now and see if I can get anything.
No, no, no. This is months later.
No. When did they announce Galaxy's
Edge?
Like
2 weeks, 3 weeks ago?
Well, I think it was more than that.
Yeah. No, this was way...
It's like a month ago.
No, you're... Okay.
Okay, not the next day then, but...
No, not even close.
We still hadn't booked anything yet, and because we thought that Galaxy's Edge wasn't going to be opening until
December.
Because
that's what I said, and I convinced everyone that I was right.
Yeah, and then I was convinced that a new offer was going to come out for the fall, because everyone was going to wait until Galaxy's Edge opened in December, but then they announced that it was opening August 29th.
So you want to hear a rumor I heard?
What?
That they could be announcing free dining on April 17th.
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead serious. So, anyway. So, you called the day that they announced that Galaxy's Edge was
opening.
I
went online
on
and
August
I knew we
29th,
had to book something.
And we booked. We could have done the Riverside or Caribbean Beach.
Yep.
And we chose the Caribbean Beach. So, that's what I want to talk about is, I'll start with Alan. Why did you want to stay at Caribbean Beach over...
Riverside.
Over Riverside.
Because of the gondolas. Right? Is that what they're called?
Sure.
Skyliners.
Skyliners. Gon- Scandala.
Skywriter.
No, well, they've been calling them that.
Oh, okay.
You didn't just make that
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah, it was mainly because of that. So it's like it's a whole nother mode of transportation. Last time we went, we weren't so happy with the buses.
Yeah, because they were so infrequent.
Right.
I waited 20 minutes once for one of those buses when me and Cameron went to Magic Kingdom alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took us 2 hours to get from the boardwalk to the Contemporary. Wait.
No, from where were we downtown staying? Disney. Or
oh, yeah.
Disney Springs.
Disney Springs.
Disney Springs.
To Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So, the Skywriter, right?
Skyliner.
Skyliner?
Yeah.
Skywriter.
Yeah, that's nice.
No, that's Skyglider.
Oh. I'm so confused.
So what is it?
So
Skyliner?
Many things. It is Skyliner.
So the gondolas.
Yeah,
the ascended gondolas.
Yeah.
They're really going to make a huge difference at Pop Century and Art of Animation and then Caribbean Beach and the new deluxe resort they're building next to Caribbean
Riviera.
Beach.
Riviera. And Epcot.
So those are going to be the big changes. The other big change, as you just said, is they're going to drop you off at the International Showcase entrance.
Our little secret.
To Epcot, which has been our secret. So until those gondolas are going, if you're going to Disney in the next few months, honestly,
going
I mean,
to the boardwalk.
If you're at, say, Hollywood, say you're at Animal Kingdom and you want to go to Epcot, when you walk out of Animal Kingdom, get on the Boardwalk Villas bus.
Yep.
Get off of the Boardwalk Villas and walk over. Or you can do it to the yacht club.
Or the beach club, yeah.
Beach and yacht club.
Yeah.
And just walk, use the back entrance. The security lines are next to nothing.
Yep.
Normally there's more security guards than there are people.
Yep.
And you can get walk right in. And right when you get there, you can get fish and chips or a boss.
Yeah. Or you can go to France.
Or a pear cider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was in England right now.
I know,
in the World
right?
Showcase.
Listening to what's the Beatles cover band?
Oh, we go back and forth
British
on this all the time.
Revolution.
Oh yeah, the British Invasion, remember?
British Revolution.
Yes, the British Invasion. The British are coming.
So that's why we chose Caribbean Beach.
Yes, the gondolas.
Is because of the gondolas. And we love both of those resorts, honestly. The Riverside. Well, we haven't always loved Caribbean Beach. We've stayed there twice.
I don't mind it.
We don't mind it. But they've made some good updates.
Mm-hmm.
Good updates. They still have too many bus stops for me and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like all the multiple stops.
But so that's what we did, and we did that for October. So it was October 18th through the 27th.
Yep.
And then my new job, we just acquired another private management company. So we're doing this huge conversion.
On your birthday.
And it's on my birthday. They announced it last week that it's on my birthday, which is October 19th. So our vacation was supposed to start on the 18th. My boss, who's one of the best bosses I've ever worked for, said, don't worry about it. You already had this book. Just do what you need to do. I can't miss it. It's just not in my blood. So I'm going to be there. I'm not going to abandon the team. I'm not going to not be there for this huge event.
Yeah.
So we had to try to find.
We broke out the school calendar to see what other days the kids had off.
That's another good thing because we talk about picking dates. So we went through and we looked. We wanted to be at Food and Wine. So go through and look at the festivals, the special events. And we said, you know what? Food and Wine is our favorite event, so we need to go at that time. Our boys have off of school on the 18th.
Yes.
October 18th.
Yeah.
So we said that's a perfect day. We can either fly out Thursday night or Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And then we can be gone until the following Sunday. And then they miss 5 days of school, which it's a lot to make up. But these boys are smart. And they have a great system with their school. They get Chromebooks. They get all their work. They can keep up to date, right? I mean, you guys had it.
I've actually gone through it.
Yeah. You guys had the tools to do it.
And you did 7 days.
Yeah. And we did 7 days. So we didn't want to put that type of burden. So we wanted to do 5 days. And there was a way that it could have worked out where it would only technically be 4 days.
Yeah.
Because we could pull them out of school early and it won't count as them being gone and for a full day. But so we looked at the festival we wanted to go to. We looked at our school calendar. And then we decided this is the perfect time to go.
Yep.
And then the conversion came. So then we had to do the same process over. So one of the things that we decided was better about November was
the transition. At the beginning of
November is the transition over to Christmas. So we've right. been that not so scary Halloween probably six times. Oh my times. Gosh.
We did twice in one trip last time.
We just
time.
Did twice in this past October. So yeah, we've done it a lot.
Yeah.
We love it. That's why we do it a lot. That's why we do it twice in one trip. But we've never been to the Christmas party.
Right.
So this is going to give us an opportunity to be at the Christmas
party. I'm excited for that.
At the Christmas party. So we decided to book from November
1st through the 10th 8th originally.
Yeah, it was 1st through the 10th. There was some miscommunication. We thought those were going to be good dates. There was nothing available.
Nothing was available.
So then we went to the 8th to the 17th.
Crossing our fingers that Food and Wine was still even going to be right. going
and
on.
And part of it was we were like, last year Food and Wine ended on November 12th,
yeah.
which was like a Monday.
Yeah.
So if we would have gotten there on Friday, we would have gotten 4 days of Food and Wine. And that made it harder.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me not want
and
to do it.
And there's no events really going on the last 4 days. A lot of food runs mm-hmm. out.
But so Saratoga Springs was available.
Yep.
At DVC.
Yeah.
Saratoga Springs.
And this ended up being cheaper than Caribbean Beach.
So we booked it.
Yep.
And the very next day, which was yesterday,
yep.
Disney announced that Food and Wine is running through the 23rd.
What? We were like, yay!
So lucky. I mean, yeah. and honestly, we wouldn't have been able to book that after they made that announcement. I think one of the reasons right. it was available is because it was at the end of Food and Wine.
Right.
And then the last 8 days were with no Food and Wine. The last 6 days. So
yep.
that's where we're going. That's where we're staying. So
I'm
Saratoga
excited.
Springs. We landed on that because we didn't really have a choice. It was that
correct.
Or Old Key West.
Right.
I've stayed at Old Key West. You guys haven't. It's quaint. It's quiet.
Yeah.
It's a nice getaway.
Smells like mothballs.
I'm not going to go that far because these people don't live there. If the people that stayed there lived there, it would.
Okay.
But they're only there for a week.
All right.
But it's nice. It is nice. It's clean. It's
yeah,
quiet.
It's a deluxe.
And it's like
resort.
Being on vacation. So it's nice. There's
it's a vacation within a vacation.
There's bars at the pools and there's paddle boats and
there's a nice restaurant in there. I
there's a nice restaurant. There's tennis courts, basketball courts, stuff like that. So it's a fine resort. Mm-hmm. If you like being quiet. But so we went with Saratoga Springs because it's close to
Disney Springs.
Yeah, woo-hoo. And we love going to Disney Springs.
Oh my gosh,
so
love it.
We probably haven't hyped up Disney Springs enough. I don't even think we've ever even done a Disney Springs episode.
Nope.
I don't think we
okay.
have.
Nope.
We ought to.
We ought to.
So here's what I was thinking. We can just talk about this out loud since we're on the podcast, you know, just talking. And most of the people that subscribe to us, we haven't had an episode in so long that they probably, Apple like auto unsubscribes you from
well,
people.
You know, and I told you too, a couple weeks ago, I just went through my Stitcher podcast and if someone hadn't posted in the last 6 months, I deleted them.
Well, there you go. So a lot of people that were subscribed to us probably aren't right now. So this episode might not be heard.
Yeah. Well, you said 15 people downloaded us last week.
Yeah, 15.
So someone's going to hear
unique
it.
Unique users. Like, these are unique. And you know what? One of the last episodes we did, we had reached 1,000, and now we're over 1,500, so.
Nice.
Yippee!
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, and you know what? The Disney Twitter community has been really nice to us.
Yes.
And a lot of those people have stuck by us. If you're listening to this, go check out an episode of Part of Our World podcast. They've been a huge supporter of us. Go check out Hyperion Podcasts. They've been a huge supporter of us.
Yeah.
Those are just the two I can think of off the top of my head. But they continue to promote our podcast even while we're away. Really great people. I listen to those podcasts weekly. I don't think you subscribe to them yet.
No.
But they're just good people, and they're really active on Twitter. So Lisa does our Instagram, so she's more familiar with those people.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a
different.
Really great. It is completely different. But we're getting close to 800 followers on Twitter, and how many we have on
almost
Instagram?
Almost 1,400.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. We get like 28 likes when I post.
Yeah. So there's a lot of great support there in the community. So check those folks out and subscribe. But I was gonna talk about something.
We were talking about Disney Springs and why we're staying at Saratoga, because it's right there. We love going to Disney Springs. And then so we got a preferred room. So when you get a preferred room, you can request a room next to the walkway.
Which is awesome.
Which is what we want.
Because really what Saratoga Springs needs to do, if you guys have ever been to Saratoga Springs or even studied the maps of all the resorts like I've done, you'll notice that most of the resorts or most of the rooms at Saratoga Springs are near, like, towards the back of Saratoga Springs. Yeah. So, like, across from what used to be Fulton's Crab Shack.
Uh-huh.
Spanning over to House of Blues.
Right.
If there was just a walkway from, like, House of Blues to the back of Saratoga Springs, or from Fulton's Crab Shack, what is that called now?
Paddlefish.
Paddlefish.
Right?
Oh, he's silly. Funny dog. You think Paddlefish is alive? That's from Pulp Fiction. But if there was, like, from Paddlefish to the middle of Saratoga Springs, if there was just a walkway.
I know. I don't understand.
That would make that resort a million times better. Because this resort, I'm not excited about. It's like
I am.
Horse racing in upstate New York. Like, that's not a
thing. And it's multiple stops.
That's not even a thing.
If you live in upstate New York, it is.
Horse racing. I'll show you a horse in a hospital. That's what I'll show you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, turn on CNN. but yeah, so we chose Saratoga Springs. So here's what I wanted to discuss out loud, since this is just us.
As opposed to whispering it?
As opposed to having actual people listening to us as they download this podcast. But I was thinking that we should do, like, another Magic Kingdom episode, another Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs.
Like, to see I think if we our should views do, have changed on it?
Yeah, and then do, like, our top 10 rides again.
Oh,
like, I think that should be our next...
Oh, after going
and
visiting the new lands and stuff.
Cause... Well, no, because that's in 7 months.
I know, but I'm saying the last time we did it, we based our answers off of things we were excited about that we had never been on, and now we've done all of that. So.
Yeah, so we could just do it, but we could start doing... So I don't want to commit to doing every week. But this isn't going to be a seasonal podcast. We're going to try to go year-round.
Yeah, we'll go year-round, but we won't have one every week. Like, it can't become... It's a not job. Our job.
Right, because we do this because we love it.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of fun.
And if it starts not being fun, then...
Because, like, if we weren't recording this, we would be just standing out in our kitchen...
Dancing talking about this and stuff. Listening to music.
And talking about this stuff anyway. Like, so we're just recording it. So, but the problem is that we have to go into the both studios, back of the house. The back of the house studios, we set it all up and we have to sit down in chairs and we're all sitting here and we can't move and it's just, it's not really us.
Yeah.
But so we'll commit to doing this every once in a while. But what do you guys think about doing that?
I like that because I don't like 4 month gaps when it comes to...
Well, no, but so last year when we started, we did like a Hollywood Studios episode. And I'm saying we should do another Hollywood Studios 2019 episode.
Especially Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom.
Because we did so many extra things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're committing to that.
We're committed.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And then we'll do our top 10 rides. 1, 2, 3, break! I don't know. We just did something here that you don't even
want.
Yeah,
it's where you all put your hands in the middle. And
right. Like we're a football team.
Yeah, because we're committed.
Well, not quite football. There's only 4 of us. So it's like we're like a really
one-man down basketball team.
A really big badminton team.
How many people are in badminton?
2.
Oh.
We have 2 subs.
We could face off.
We're 1 sub and a cheerleader.
There's a badminton set actually right over there.
A what?
We have a badminton set right over there.
Oh, bust it out.
Do we really?
Yeah.
How many shuttlecocks are in there?
I'm terrible at badminton. We did it in gym class a month ago.
Oh, really? I'm pretty good at it.
I'm fantastic at it.
I can't even hit the...
Have I ever said that I wasn't good at anything?
No.
Have I ever been wrong?
Maybe.
You're not good at
Do you know how to
good.
Knit a scarf?
I don't.
Oh, you're bad at that.
Do you know how to cut your own hair?
Yes.
Yep. Anyone can cut their own hair.
But I just go to the place on the People Mover. I just ask for a stop there, and I just get my hair done. I don't think most people don't know you can do that.
Oh my god, that used to be my favorite part of that ride. Isn't that weird?
The picture of...
It's the Flo-Bee.
You know where that girl is sitting and that big thing's on her head?
It's Flo-Bee version 1.0.
I don't know how you know that.
That's where Roxy gets her hair done, too.
You've never heard of the Flo-Bee?
No.
Oh my gosh. You must not have been born in the 80s. As seen on TV thing, it was a vacuum. It was like a vacuum.
It was a vacuum, so it would suck your hair and then cut it.
So it would just be like... to be sucking your hair up into the vacuum and cutting it.
So it was all the same length.
It was called the Flo-Bee.
Flo-Bee.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
And you can order one for 3 easy payments of $19.99.
Should we do 2 parts tonight?
Sure.
All right, this is going to be part 1.
Are we done?
Are you done? Yeah, so that's how we landed on Saratoga Springs.
Yes.
So let's just talk about why we love Saratoga Springs, even though we've never been there before. Location 2, Disney Springs.
Yep. Okay, and then so... What's the next topic?
All right. Why we don't love Saratoga Springs.
I will say that. I don't like how sprawled out it is. Like you, honey, I would... prefer to stay in a tower. I know some people love the sprawled out
resorts. You elitist and your fancy towers.
I know, right? But everything's just right there. Maybe it's just because I'm lazy.
No,
because we walk all day in the parks. I don't want to get back.
So we could have stayed at the Coronado Springs Tower for the same time, but it actually would have been more expensive.
Yeah, a lot more.
So here's the thing, Disney folk. here's a tip for me to you. Get a travel agent.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
And do DVC.
And find someone that does DVC points. If you can find a travel agent that does DVC points, you're going to be very, very pleased.
So let's just give a quick example. We had Caribbean Beach booked. Caribbean Beach, with our park tickets, came to $4,800.
Yep.
Saratoga Springs, which is a deluxe resort, with our park tickets, came to $4,200.
One last night.
Oh, that's correct. But it was... Okay.
So it was 48 compared to 42? It would
have been 4,400 then. Right. But it's still $400 cheaper.
Yep.
And we are staying in a deluxe
resort. So you heard that right. You can stay at Saratoga Springs, Animal Kingdom Lodge, or Boardwalk, or Old Key West, if you're into that. Grandma. I'm just kidding. But you can stay at those resorts for less than you can stay at the Riverside or Caribbean Beach.
Right. But even when we were going to stay at the Polynesian for the entire time, it was, what, $3,200? So then it would have been $5,400, which is only...
Right. So the Boardwalk, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, not the Boardwalk, Bay Lake.
Beach Club, Bay Lake.
Those are going to be a little bit more... than Caribbean Beach.
I mean, a few hundred dollars more.
Right, for a 10-day trip.
Right. The only downside is you don't have any option of, you know, like you said, the free dining offer might come out. And
right. If there is free dining, that wouldn't be great. Because free dining is phenomenal value. I don't know why anyone debates this.
I know.
Here's my hot take. If you say the free dining plan isn't worth it,
you're an idiot. But you still, you know, when you do the DVC, it goes on your My Disney Experience app. Yep. You get your magic. I mean, it's just like you have a reservation.
In order to pay them, you have to link it to your own account.
Yeah.
So you have to link it to your Disney account. You'll know right away whether it's legit or not. And you know, we started doing this 6 years ago.
Was it? So. Well, 3 trips ago.
And we started looking into it like 10 years ago.
Oh, my God. Every year we would go, we'd say, we're going to stay at a DVC next time. And
e-commerce has come a long way. I mean, it's a lot more... So we didn't necessarily trust the brokers.
Yeah. Well, and...
So there was the one guy, Dave's.
Yeah.
Dave's DVC
rentals. But you have to pay all
that everyone knew was above board, but he charged more per point.
Uh-huh.
And so now there's people doing it for less. And there are some really great... travel agents that I talk to on Twitter I like their stuff, they like our stuff. I should find out if they do DVC, because I'd like like to give shouts out to people on our podcast. I think that
shout outs.
No, shouts out. It's like attorneys general.
You give shouts out.
Yeah.
As opposed shout outs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's shouts out, right?
Yeah, that is the correct way to say it. Because what's outs? Right. Outs is plural. What does that mean?
Okay.
Well, because it's
this
a shout.
This is a good time to start episode 2.
When you do one person, it's a shout out. And then when it's multiple people, they just say shout outs because you just put an S at the end of it.
Makes right, because millennials are lazy.
Sure.
Yeah, they don't even say whole words.
I'm not a lazy, I'm efficient.
There you go.
At being lazy.
Hey. Yes.
Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah, and I make everyone, so all the lazy people around me, all the non-lazy people around me benefit from my laziness. Because I find a way for them to do their job easier.
You make them feel better about themselves.
Well, that's just a gift I have. All right, let's wrap this up, because we got a lot still to talk about.
All right.
We're 45 minutes into episode 22 of Steamboat Mickey. All right, this is going off the rails, but I'm glad, because it's been a while. We're having a lot of fun. Like us.
Love
subscribe
us.
To us. Chat with us on Facebook. Don't chat with us on Facebook. Chat with us on Twitter, Instagram. We just renewed our website.
That's not existent. Don't go there.
Chat with us through Instagram and Twitter.
Go there.
We are very responsive on those platforms.
Yep.
So if you send us messages or just tag us in a post, we're very responsive. So we're going to come back. We're going to record episode 2 of our trip planning 2019 episode. We will record right after this, but we will release part 1 tonight, and you'll be able to listen to it on Friday. Part 2 we will release sometime early next week.
So we don't do a podcast next week.
We might. It depends how excited we are. I mean, now that we have our trip planned,
we're going to really excited. And
Alan's
today.
Robotics team, they got a last-minute call-up to a regional out in La Crosse yesterday, so they're competing. So that this is their last chance to make the world championships.
Yep.
We did not make it in the first 2 regionals. We're probably not going to make it out of this one either, but we can have a really good showing.
Maybe a wild card.
We can get to the... quarterfinals and see what happens. So, all right.
Okay.
Subscribe, like, find us. Definitely subscribe to the podcast if you're listening to this podcast and you like it. Give us comments. If you want to give us any constructive feedback, we've been playing around with the background music going up and down a little bit. So today it's a little bit down. If you don't even want to throw it out there publicly on Twitter, DM me. My DMs are open. Slide up in there.
Did you just say that?
I just said that. Steamboat Mickey, shut your mouth. All right. This is part 1 of trip planning 2019. And as always,
have a magical day.
Or night.
Or mid-afternoon.
Or evening.
Yeah.